India produces about 800 feature movies a year in a bustling industry that's come to be called Bollywood. One new release, Monsoon Wedding, is playing in theaters in the United States. It includes realism, an element that Bollywood films usually don't have. David Darcy reports that India's movie industry has begun taking some of its stories from the headlines.
Director Meera Nair, who's made such films as Salaam Bombay and Mississippi Masala, wanted to shoot Monsoon Wedding in a style inspired by Dogma 95, in which Danish filmmakers told stories in digital video in real time with natural light.
The Dogma movies had come out, you know, all going back to the basics, saying no to the big budgets, saying, you know, let's forget about manipulations and excess. And we said, you know, it's about time we could make something, not Dogma really, but inspired by that kind of leanness, to make a film in the spirit of lightness and discovery about our own culture, but particularly about modern contemporary India.
Nair's film was written and shot mostly in English before the recent religious violence in India. Her story is about an upper-middle-class Punjabi family in Delhi, the capital. Its dozen subplots deal with aspects of that family's life, which Nair says is Indian and universal.
I wanted to make a portrait of the sort of the upstairs, downstairs part of Indian society. India is a nation of great coexistence. The music, the language, the way we seamlessly go from Hindi to Punjabi to English and so on. That's what India is like, and that's what is going on now. And I've never seen a film that, you know, captures really what our life, day-to-day life, is like.
Monsoon Wedding also plays with the Bollywood wedding formula, in which a gorgeous couple falls in love and dozens of gorgeous couples dance around them.
There's great joy, there's great singing.
Nazirudin Shah is one of India's most famous actors. He plays the bride's father.
There's also great politicking, there's also great maneuvering between the bride's party and the bridegroom's party and people who want prominence and so on. So it's a great device to use in a film because all the color that you can want is there. All the laughter and all the tears and all the drama that you can want is there.
Drama and entertainment are what Indians look for in their movies, says Shashi Tharoor, whose satirical novel Show Business was adapted for the screen 6 years ago in the film Bollywood. He says that in a country that's still 50% illiterate, most Indians don't go to movies for information.
The conventional image of Bollywood cinema is that it's larger than life, that there's lots of song and dance, that the plots are formulaic, the action is cliched, the acting is hammy, and that everyone has a jolly good time prior to they leave their brains at home before they go into the movie theater. And that's largely accurate.
Tharoor does not expect record crowds to see Monsoon Wedding in India. But there's a new kind of hit in Bollywood called the terrorist or Kashmir film. These are also Hindi musicals produced in Bombay, but they address the long border conflict between India and Pakistan. There's not much political correctness here. Muslims are often depicted as religious fanatics. Pakistan will fight to the death for Kashmir, heaven on earth, a suicide bomber tells an Indian Army commando in the film, I Salute You, Mother. You won't see it on the screen in many U.S. theaters, but video cassettes are doing great business in Indian video stores in most large American cities that serve the huge NRI, or non-resident Indian, market. Even though there have been two major wars between India and Pakistan in the last 30 years, with a few exceptions, Bollywood avoided stories of war, partly because films were profitable exports to Pakistan, and says author Shashi Tharoor, whose latest novel, Riot, deals with religious violence, producers were making plenty of money with escapist romances.
The filmmakers were content with a winning, successful formula and didn't want to take either the artistic or creative risks, or indeed the financial and logistical risks involved in creating a credible war movie, so they didn't bother.
The new formula of Bollywood films about Kashmir and terrorism dates from the last 10 years. Sri Srinivasan, who teaches journalism at Columbia University and writes about South Asian media, says the new patriotic films combine romance and topicality. Added to the blend are an epic approach to war borrowed from Hollywood and violence that draws on Hong Kong formulas, plus songs and beautiful women. In I Salute You, Mother, a female Indian intelligence officer goes undercover to seduce Muslim leaders in Kashmir with an erotic dance. and the leading men, says Sri Srinivasan, are straight out of Bollywood Central Casting.
The Indian hero is really a superhero. He has to be a combination of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Clint Eastwood, and Fred Astaire, and do it all in a single movie, which you don't really expect. If you go to see Collateral Damage, the big Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, you don't expect to see him dancing around trees and changing dance costumes and doing line dancing, which is what every Indian movie has. But the hero in every Indian film, no matter how violent it is, has to do the same thing if he's going to be a Bollywood star.
And top Indian stars are playing in these new films. Some of them are cast as Kashmiri Muslim separatists, which has helped build an audience for the films in Pakistan, where Bollywood films have always been popular, in spite of the fierce pro-Indian slant of the war movies. And author Shashi Tharoor says that with Hindu nationalism a stronger political force, Indian government film censors aren't keeping war stories off the screen for fear of offending any neighbors.
A lot of filmmakers must have said, but why are we passing these topics up? Here you have issues which are potentially good cinema, which certainly are exciting cinema, which filmmakers everywhere else in the world have done in their own countries and their own societies. Why do we have a self-denying ordinance? In the old days, in India, the print media was completely free, but radio, television were both government-controlled and films were censored by the government. Today, radio and television are all free. The censorship of films continues, but is much laxer. And because of all of that, I suspect that the filmmakers feel the risks are lower, the potential rewards are greater, the themes are relevant, and they have the clout to do it.
One producer says there are about half a dozen new Bollywood war or terrorist films being shot right now. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.